Former Wells Fargo CEO has been fined $17.5 million for the sales scandal that sullied the brand. It's the Business News headlines for Thursday, the 23rd day of January. Thanks for coming by. Planters has killed off its mascot, Mr. Peanut, and for a very strange reason. FedEx is issuing a scam alert. The White House wants more tax cuts. We've got the Wall Street Report and a story about working mothers that I think you'll find interesting. Also, today we're going to visit with Brian Bartz of DLS Worldwide about the changes in the trucking industry. It's the new state of freight. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Thanks for clicking through again today. And by the way, you want to reach out to us on Twitter. That's where we hang out most of the day. You can find us on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. Easy, no? Let's get into it, shall we? The former CEO of Wells Fargo got some bad news today as federal regulators slapped him, the chief executive officer, John Stumpf, with a $17.5 million fine for his role in the bank's sales practices scandal. The Office of the Comptroller of the Currency also announced it's suing five other former Wells Fargo executives for a total of $37.5 million for their individual roles in the bank's practices. Now, this is the first time regulators have punished individual executives for Wells Fargo's wrongdoing. The bank has paid hundreds of millions of dollars in fines and penalties for encouraging employees to open up millions of fake accounts in order to meet aggressive sales goals. The agency laid the blame of Wells Fargo's failures directly at the feet of its former management in its suit against the executives. Well, he was 104 years old, and this week, Planters Peanuts killed off Mr. Peanut. But why? Well, here's the reason, and I'm not making this up. Choosing to kill off the iconic 104-year-old nut had something to do with a weird phenomena of how people mourn the death of fictional characters. I mean, think like Iron Man. This is all according to a creative leader behind the campaign. On Tuesday, the company released a cryptic tweet with a link to a video showing Mr. Peanut sacrificing himself to save actors Wesley Snipes and Matt Walsh, leading the mascot to plunge to his death. Yesterday, Planters, the brand, shared the video, which as of this afternoon, well, had over 1.5 million views on YouTube. Now, the spot's going to appear before Super Bowl kickoff during the pregame show. Then, during the third quarter of the game, the brand, that would be Peanuts, you know, the Planters Peanuts, they promised to, quote, broadcast Mr. Peanut's funeral so the world can mourn the loss of the beloved legume together, end quote. Weird, huh, you think? Well, marketing the death route has been done before. Back in 2015, Nationwide's ad showed a boy who had died and could never grow up, and it sort of weirded out the viewers. By the way, the company's chief marketing officer left shortly thereafter. And a spot now known as the robot suicide ad from General Motors was later changed after sparking criticism, including from the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. But Mr. Peanut? Sending him to his death? And then, weird, just odd, right? Of course, it is the Super Bowl. Explains a lot. Well, FedEx is warning consumers not to fall for a new scam that tries to trick them into opening a text or an email about the status of a delivery. People across the country are receiving texts and emails that appear to be from FedEx alerting them to a package. The message contains a tracking code and a link to set delivery preferences. Some people are getting texts with their names, and others are being addressed simply as, "Hello, mate." The link sends people to a fake Amazon satisfaction survey. After answering some questions, you are then asked for a credit card number to claim a free product. FedEx says the text messages and emails are not clearly legit. The company said in a statement sent to USA Today, quote, "Any suspicious text message or emails should be deleted without being opened and reported to abuse@fedex.com. So think about that. Put in your credit card number so that you can pick up a free gift. People fall for this stuff all the time. So careful out there, kids. Well, today, Steven Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, said the White House is working on yet another massive tax cut, even as the federal deficit continues to grow. Talk of more tax cuts comes amid a swirling, swelling budget deficit that eclipsed $1 trillion for the 2019 calendar year. In addition, the total government debt recently passed $23 trillion despite President Donald Trump's promise that economic growth would wipe out the deficit and pull down the federal IOU. Mnuchin maintained that the tax cuts would pay for themselves, even as growth has fallen well short of the administration's promises of a 3-4% annual growth rate. He did concede, however, that the level of spending needs to be curtailed. Watch out, Medicare. Stocks ended little change today, but did recover most of their losses from earlier in the session. What turned things around? Well, the World Health Organization quelled some of the fears around the deadly coronavirus, saying that, quote, "is a bit too early to consider this event a public health emergency or an international concern," end quote. American Airlines rose 5.4% on the back of that comment, while United Airlines closed 1.9% higher. Gilead Sciences rose by 0.8%, while Invono Pharmaceuticals surged by 11.6%. Investors had been fretting over the virus as the number of confirmed cases topped 600. The virus originated in Wuhan, China, and cases have now been reported in Singapore and in the U.S. And China is, well, effectively walling off those cities. As for the markets, the S&P 500 closed 0.1% higher at 33.25, while the NASDAQ gained 0.2 to notch a record closing high of 94.02. The Dow ended the day down by 26 points after dropping more than 200 points earlier in the session and closed at 29,160. And finally, there is this interesting note. The modern world still seems to cling to the idea that women should play a supporting role. That's an opine from The Atlantic. While the share of teens who believe mothers working full-time is not at all acceptable has dropped, the percentage who deem it desirable, 5%, has barely shifted since 1970. Even in Sweden, a lauded social democratic paradise, women who become CEOs are twice as likely to divorce within 5 years as men. Better public policies are needed, says The Atlantic, but it would seem so, too, are better private policies in relationships. Well, the changing world of the trucking industry is coming up next. Over the past several months, we've reported on the demise of many trucking companies and how that has impacted trade. Coming up and with me will be Brian Bartz from R.R. Donnelly DLS Worldwide. The state of freight. We'll talk about the changes in the industry, drivers, and more. And it impacts every business. It's coming up next.